Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have a very important broadcast lined up for you today, tracking what happened in Michigan with the ongoing Republican-Democratic primaries, more evidence of election fraud, cheating, vote stealing by our good old buddies over at Diebold, who've now, of course, changed their names, kind of like DynCorp when they got caught kidnapping children, changed their name, just gave the stolen car a new coat of paint and a new license plate, but it's still the same car. Jesse Benton, the communications director for Ron Paul's 2008 presidential campaign, is scheduled to be joining us in the next segment. Then we have Linda Honeycutt, the granny warrior, who paid for the recount thanks to all of your contributions. They got the $50,000+ needed. And then as they were trying to transfer the money to the Secretary of State's office, PayPal froze it and is saying that they're not going to say if and when they'll ever get it. So that is going on there. No doubt neocons complained. I bet you my bottom dollar. It wouldn't matter, neocons. You could have still just had the same people count the votes and run it through the same fraudulent system you did last time. But it was going to draw attention to you, wasn't it? Dennis Kucinich recount goes ahead. Now we have to ask how many extra ballots did the company being run by a convicted cocaine trafficker? That's right. They run the votes in four states, including that state. And he runs it and runs the data machines, runs the data cards. He was told what he was doing 2 years ago in Connecticut was, quote, illegal, but it doesn't matter to these people. Again, they know how the system works. The cowardly sheep population doesn't, and they're going to feed on us. That's how it works. But again, the public doesn't believe criminals can be in government or corporations. Only people that look like gang members can be criminals. Remember that. Only teenagers can be thrown in prison. Only people with tattoos can be thrown in prison. No one in suits and ties is bad. Ever. Trust them. All right, I'm getting sarcastic already. And then we're going to have our third interview with Benjamin Fulford for a full hour coming up, the third hour today from Japan, as we further vet out his interesting story about the Asians learning about the globalist plan to exterminate them, which is a public plan. That plan doesn't need to be verified by Fulford, but it's his particular angle from which he covers it. But there is official plans to kill 80% of the world population, and they're in official government documents, and so that's now being discussed. And that will all be tracked and covered coming up in the third hour today. We will chronicle and track all of their latest criminal activities inside the New World Order and try to get down into how big this split between the Asian and European New World Order class is, or if it even exists at all. We will be debating that. But first, Jesse Benton on the other side. Then I have a lot of other important news here in front of me. Paul Watson put up a detailed report, really the best article I've seen. It's detailed, but it's also still only about 6 pages long, so somewhat brief. That's encyclopedic for the average American who only reads maybe one book a year. Well, actually, a minority reads one book a year. Most people don't read at all. I'm not trying to sit there and make fun of people. I'm very upset and freaked out about this. But please read the 6 pages. It's very important for you to read it and then not believe it. Go check all the links and the claims and find out that the government knew in the 30s that it ate holes in your brain because they had problems with spills and stuff for over 100 years before that. So it was one of the most studied compounds out there. And they discovered its psychoactive qualities and its toxic qualities. And so they, the reason we're covering it now is it's now hit mainstream news for some reason. So now the sheep might listen. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Hi, Dr. Deagle here from the Nutramedical Report, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday here on Genesis. You may have heard how relaxing an ionic foot spa can be. The warm, soothing bubbles rushing around your feet. The joy of relaxation. Few people realize how much benefit the ionic cleansing can be to remove toxins from your body. Electrochi Premier Foot Spa helps in cleansing the body of harmful toxins and energizes your cells. Each treatment will electrically recharge you at the cellular level. Your cells become electrically balanced and the cells are oxygenated. Your body will begin to work better. Energy helps your body to purge heavy metals, toxins, and parasites. And with ElectroChi, your well-being, vitality, and energy and health will improve dramatically, and you'll feel rejuvenated and energized. This is sold at thousands less than your health professional's office. Activate your wellness with a relaxing, energizing detoxification with ElectroChi Energy Foot Spa. Balance your body's meridians of energy and your wellness today. 888-212-8871 or Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
He is in the field. Jesse Benton, the communications director, press secretary for the Ron Paul 2008 campaign. Coming up, we've got Linda Honeycutt, Granny Warrior. They got the money, then PayPal seized it. But we looked at the state law in New Hampshire. It is arbitrary. They just have to have a signed notice of the guarantee of payment. They've already gotten thousands into them, and they could clearly see there on the Chip-In mainline charity website that over 50,000 have been raised, more than enough. But the Secretary of State said no. So things are getting more and more rotten in the state of Denmark. Ron Paul was the second biggest winner in Michigan, trouncing, of course, former front runners like Rudolph Giuliani and Fred Thompson. He got a strong fourth place in Michigan with 10 percentage points. We have reports coming in of Diebold machines rejecting Ron Paul votes. That's all up on RonPaulWarRoom.com. We're calling these people. We're confirming it. But the reports are, and they checked out in New Hampshire last time, that people all over Michigan went in to vote for Ron Paul. The machines would not accept them. That's the same thing Diebold always does. Joining us to talk about the campaign is Jesse Benton. Jesse, thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, Alex. How are you? Greetings from the campaign trail.
Thank you for joining us. Just out of the gates, what did you think or did you see? I didn't do a pre-interview with you. about the head of the Austin NAACP coming out and saying he knows Ron Paul, has studied his work, his writings, and that Ron Paul is not a racist, and that stuff is taken out of context because the establishment is afraid of Ron Paul.
Completely classy. Just outstanding to hear. Everybody knows that Ron Paul stands for freedom and for individual rights for everyone, and it's just so great to hear a strong African-American leader like that confirm what everybody already knows.
At least people who actually know Ron Paul, the media has been taking it out of context. They've been exaggerating. They've been spinning. And I think it's had a small effect, but not as big as they would like. Can you speak to how old these allegations were and how long these have been in the grave and how many times they've been discredited?
Sure. I mean, well, you're talking about stuff that's over a decade old and is a tiny, tiny subchapter in a great novel of you know, Ron Paul's career. And, Ron didn't write this stuff. Everybody knows that these are not his thoughts. He's taken public responsibility for it in five congressional elections. Five congressional elections, people have tried to use this as a smear tactic against Ron because there's nothing else to attack the guy on. He's so unimpeachable on every other front. And five different congressional elections, he's pushed this back. It hasn't had any effect. Everybody knows that these are just, politicized charges and, it is what it is. They're cleverly timed political attacks, but they're not going to work.
Now, the Republicans rewrote his district and put him into a predominantly Democratic minority district, especially in Galveston, one of the most populated areas in his district here in Texas, which is more than half African American, and he won by one of his biggest margins. What, 64? Was it 66? Percent in his last congressional run.
Yeah, he did. That's what's so impressive, Alex, is he keeps upping his margins of victory every time. And, that just speaks to the power of the message and his personal integrity. And, when having your district changed on you is difficult. You have to meet a whole new set of people and introduce yourself to a whole new set of voters. And, Ron's done that successfully. And, he's even changed the demographic. You're right, from originally a very rural farm community environment to an urban environment in Galveston, and Ron's proved up more than up to the challenge. And
the bigger point is, and I totally agree with Jesse Benton, the communications director for Ron Paul 2008 campaign. I mean, the point is that I know the folks down in Galveston. I have family down in Galveston, and in the local papers, they tried to use the newsletters, and the black folks down there saw right through it.
Yeah, they do. And that just goes to show that when people meet Ron Paul, when they get to know Ron Paul and they hear his message, then they turn on to it. It's infectious. It's powerful. It's so positive. And it's a combination of the man and the message. And it just really speaks to how great things are. Wow, there are sirens going by me right now. I apologize for that.
Hey, that's okay. It adds to the atmosphere, Jesse Benton. Jesse, I'm just trying to go through the controversies right now. We appreciate you joining us. Then we'll briefly talk about strategy. Obviously, a 10-point showing in Michigan when the big Republicans dumped everything into it is really strong. But I wanted to talk about some of the other issues. Dennis Kucinich going for a recount. Granny Warriors, another Republican candidate trying to get one. PayPal freezing the account. The state interpreting a law in a way that leans against us being able to have the recount. I mean, can you give us your statement? I mean, I know the congressman gave us one statement saying he knows that our enemies are not above cheating in elections and stealing votes. But then on the other side, he says, well, we can't prove there was any fraud there. I mean, bottom line, is it that the campaign's trying to look forward and knows that the same people will be over the recount process that were over the original process? So regardless of what happened, let's just look forward?
Yeah, Alex, that's exactly what it is. The campaign and Dr. Paul himself personally take any allegations of voter disenfranchisement gravely seriously. It's just so crucial to our system that this not be allowed to happen. We put some of our top people and a top consultant on really closely examining all the allegations of vote fraud in New Hampshire, and it was muddy enough to us that there wasn't really any clear instances of it. And the waters were muddied enough that we decided that it would behoove everybody to just go ahead and move on and focus our energy on the positive things that we can accomplish here. You know, spreading the message, getting people out to vote for Dr. Paul, and trying to win this nomination. And that's really what it comes down to. Let's get focused on the positive things. And you know, if there were legitimate things, then they will come to light.
Well, I have to agree with you. I mean, the electoral process, the voting process is so important, and by Kucinich and others going and having the recount, at least draw attention to it's being questioned. But if you do have this murky water, you're not saying there aren't snakes in the water. You're just saying you can't guarantee you can jump in and find them.
Yeah, in fact, well put, Alex. That's much more eloquent than I'm capable of being. Vote fraud happens all the time. Vote fraud happens more than we'd like to admit.
Election
fraud. And you know, there's human error. There are mistakes. There are obviously the die ball machines are fundamentally flawed. And you know, we need to look to reform this whole process, because even if there's a hint of impropriety, then that kind of scars and mars the whole process that is really so critical to what America is all about.
Well, I mean, I certainly understand the campaign's position. I also understand the position, six one way, half a dozen another, of Dennis Kucinich and others. That's why I've supported a recount. What do you think about PayPal freezing the Granny Warrior account that people gave more than $50,000 to? And we've read the New Hampshire code. It doesn't say that yesterday was the deadline. Just it's a deadline for a guarantee, a promise to pay. And there they are. And then right as they're trying to pay, PayPal freezes it.
We don't have complete information on that situation, so I can't comment too deeply. But I will say that we've seen in this campaign such amazing outpouring of spontaneous grassroots support. And, we got to raise eyebrows anytime that, you've got, the government or bureaucrats trying to put the reins on this, independent youth free speech, free association. And, the Granny Warriors have been tremendous supporters from the beginning, some of Ron's earliest supporters. And, to see bureaucrats put the reins and the brakes on something that they're trying to do certainly raises some eyebrows, and it is frustrating.
Well, I agree with you. Jesse Benton, on the larger battlefront, getting 10%, 8%, 10%, growing, the message getting out, some people, expect big wins immediately. And we've already invested so much in this process, as Ron said over and over again, Dr. Paul, we are waking people up in this process. That is the victory in and of itself. And then, the brass ring is Ron Paul getting elected president. But now is the time to pull out all the stops and to not get pessimistic, just because Ron Paul's getting 10% in Michigan. I see that as a big win.
Well, I do, too. If you want to put a little positive spin, a little more positive spin on this, Ron Paul right now has received twice as many raw votes as Fred Thompson and Rudy Giuliani, the two media-appointed front-runners just a couple months ago, combined. So that just speaks to what we've accomplished here and what we can continue to build on and grow. Twice as many people have gone to the polls and pulled the lever for Ron Paul as Rudy Giuliani and Fred Thompson combined. That is powerful.
It's also a powerful headline that I would expect to see in the national media, but they're still giving Fred Thompson and Giuliani 4, 5, 10 times. I mean, I just watch television, and you'll watch 3 hours of news, and there's nothing about Ron Paul, and it's constantly Giuliani.
Yeah, that is a little frustrating. That is a little frustrating. Let's see what happens after this weekend. We think we're going to be pretty strong in South Carolina, Michigan-esque, maybe even stronger. And, Nevada is we're going to be really interesting. Estimates are that there'll be as few as 30,000 people participating in the Nevada caucus this Saturday coming up. And, if we can turn out 10,000 people, Ron Paul wins.
Jesse Benton, I need to talk to you during the break here for a moment. We may be able to hold you over, but if you've got somewhere to go, I'm not going to hold you over. I want to look forward and talk about positive things we can do, readjust, reset, move forward, and continue to engage the establishment in a fight.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that every original document on the federal and state level proves America is a Christian nation? Did you know that the Supreme Court has undermined our religious heritage? You can call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. David J. Smith of Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that over 700 suitcase bombs were smuggled out of Russia and are in the hands of radicals bent upon America's destruction? You can call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sit down with Big Brother. Don't like those horrid bodies.
All right, I'm only going to keep Jesse Benton a few more minutes. He's in the field. In fact, I didn't ask you, Jesse, where are you right now?
I'm actually in Galveston, Texas. We needed to make a swing through Ron's district to take care of some stuff for his congressional race, and we're heading off to South Carolina tonight.
Yeah, let's be clear about that. The congressman, you know, was in New Hampshire more than 50 times. People are saying, well, McCain was there more than 100. McCain doesn't go do his senatorial votes. Ron Paul goes and does his congressional votes, does his duties there. He's also running for Congress. I mean, he is just doing an incredible job.
Yeah, he absolutely is. He is the hardest working guy I know. It's absolutely amazing to see the personal energy that he has. Because you're right, he makes his votes and he campaigns hard. It's two more than full-time jobs.
Jesse Benton, only two final questions. What's the strategy? What can we do right now in these battleground states? For folks that don't know, give them the dates of the next few key primaries.
Well, the next two big ones are coming up this Saturday, South Carolina primary and the Nevada caucus. Nevada is really, really exciting. Estimates are that turnout is going to be pretty low, as low as perhaps 30,000 people going to this caucus. That means that if we can deliver 7,000, 8,000, 10,000 people to the Nevada caucuses, boom, Ron Paul wins Nevada. That would be our first win in a state, a major state, putting delegates in the Ron Paul pocket. It would be an incredible victory, and it's there for the plucking. There have got to be 10, 20, 30, 40,000 people in Nevada that would be willing to go to the caucus for Ron Paul, probably even more than that. And we can do it. We can accomplish it.
Jesse, thanks for the time. RonPaul2008.com. Money is still needed, isn't it? A, and then B, how is the money right now? People want to know, being spent. How much is left?
Well, gosh, I don't have an exact number on what's left. I believe that the SEC report's coming out today. It's going to say that at the beginning of the quarter, we had about $8 million in the bank, and we've raised about $1 million so far this quarter, but we do have another money bomb coming up on the 21st on MLK's birthday. We sure could use more money because it is amazing how it just flies out the door.
But you're buying TV, radio in a lot of battleground states, aren't you? Opening offices and...
We just opened three offices in Maine. They have a caucus on February 2nd that we think we can win. Opening an office in Louisiana, another caucus we think we can win. We're buying paid media right now in California and Florida, two real key states with lots of delegates that we think we can pick some of those delegates up. But gosh, is it expensive. You know, huge, some of the most expensive media markets in the country to buy, and it does suck you dry. But you know, time and time again, the Ron Paul Grassroots Network has come through and delivered money for Dr. Paul and his message, so we're hoping that that's going to continue to happen.
One last thing I just thought of, and we're going to let you go, Jesse, because I know you're busy. We've got in Michigan, Florida, it's set up for Florida, Nevada, but over Michigan, over New Hampshire, over Iowa, the RonPaulAirCorps.com, Ted Anderson, the owner of this network, put the first money in. The listeners gave more than $40,000. We have a new chip in up there, so it only says like 15. What do you think about that spontaneous action there, and have you seen the planes towing the banners?
Yeah, we absolutely have seen those planes many times. And, you know, it's just so incredible to see this creative, grassroots, spontaneous support. And you know what else, Alex? You know, beyond just the value of people seeing it and wanting to check out Ron Paul, we get tons of earned media out of it. We have to pay, $20,000 to run a commercial, 30-second commercial. Well, you know, if we get a newscaster to talk about it for 30 seconds on the air, that's $30,000 worth of free publicity right there. We're getting tons of it because of efforts like the Ron Paul Air Corps. And just bravo, hats off to those guys.
Well, for the listeners out there, we actually did an analysis of this, and when I first saw the blimp, I thought that's a great idea because it's so novel, it'll get a lot of attention, and we've supported that. But the planes, you're only talking a couple thousand dollars for the banner, $1,000 for, two tanks of gas, 4, 5, 6 hours in the air. And when I saw Geico lizard banners everywhere, Geico have gotten awards for being, the best advertisers. And I see the Geico plane over Austin, over San Antonio. I thought, this is a way, more bang for the buck. Hundreds of thousands see the Ron Paul plane every time it goes up. And you compare that to the ratio, like you said, $20,000 for a some TV spots. I really think it's a great idea, and I'm glad you agree with that. Jesse Benton, tell Ron Paul, tell Ken Snyder, everybody, keep up the great job, and we're right behind you.
Thanks, Alex. I appreciate it.
Take care. There goes Jesse Benton, ladies and gentlemen. I did some research on aerial advertising and found if it's over populated areas during rush hour or even over sporting events, it is one of the best. Arguably, it's in the top three. I think it's number one. So we'll be right back.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our 1 hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcasts 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
I tell you, RonPaulWarRoom.com is truly an amazing website. I don't know, 3,000-4,000 registered users. You just go sign up under any name you want, post whatever you like, articles, blogs, your own comments. And then we take the stuff we think is most important and put a sticky on it to keep it at the top of the page. You can comment on the individual comments themselves. We've got something 10 times more complex with your own profiles. The whole Facebook type thing, photo albums if you want that, just everything coming out, you know, within less than a month. And that's going to be on InfoWars.com. Then in about 2 months after that, PrisonPlanet.com. So a lot of big developments there as we move forward in the fight against the New World Order. In this fight, we're going to have setbacks. We're going to have problems. But by them clearly engaging in fraud in New Hampshire, and I'm not even going to say what the Ron Paul campaign said to me off the record. I mean, they know what the media is going to do, ladies and gentlemen. They know the media is going to make it look like they're sore losers to the dumbed-down public that doesn't know the truth yet. They know that the same crooks are going to recount it as ran it. And they understand that. Now, I disagree then on the idea of just moving forward. Doesn't matter. You go fight. You go expose it. You show how the recount's a scam. And you add into that barrel of snakes and that muddy water the number two guy at the company who's a convicted cocaine dealer, and that pattern keeps popping up, and that he got in trouble in Connecticut doing something that he was told by the state was, quote, illegal, running around with a bunch of data cards during live elections. I mean, come on. I mean, do we have to have written, hand-signed confessions from these people? And I've already gone over all of it. Barack Obama on the lowest poll, 13 points ahead of Hillary. He loses by almost four. That's a 16-plus point swing. The polls aren't that wrong when you've got a list of 100 scientific polls. Same thing with Paul getting half the votes he should have. It stinks. The campaign strategy, though, is to continue to try to spread the word. They went from 0 to 2 to 4 to 6 to 8 to 10 to 15 points in polls exponentially, and so they're trying to have some wins, trying to get some attention. It is big that he beat Fred Thompson and Giuliani in Michigan. Now, if he can get a third or second place in one of these other states and it's not fraud-controlled everywhere, or we can expose fraud in other states, and Diebold machines all over the state, the evidence is coming in, we're saying zero for Paul. And then their buddies would vote and say zero for Paul. Wouldn't, and then they'd shut the machines down and say, oh, it's a mistake, sorry. But it is enraging. Imagine the Granny Warriors. They took action. Linda Honeycutt took action. You heard it all that day. She was here. On air, we were covering it. Mr. Howard to fly out there, one of the other Republican candidates. They put the money down, and then they interpreted the state law, and I've got it in front of me. It just says that they have to, by that date in writing, commit to paying for the recount. And they decided to interpret that as saying, okay, it's too late, and PayPal froze the chip-in account yesterday right as they were trying to pay it. Now, you have to ask yourself another question. Why does the recount have to be paid for within just a week? I mean, from Tuesday to Tuesday. Why don't you have 2 weeks? I mean, this is all tailored to try to block it. But the Kucinich Democratic recount is going forward, but the same people are going to run that. Linda Honeycutt, Granny Warrior, where are you right now?
Downtown Atlanta, trying to find a Kinko's to fax PayPal some information.
Now, is the state saying that they are going to rethink and let you have the recount, or are they saying no?
Yes, if we can get the money to them today, they will accept it.
Well, they need to let you get them the money tomorrow or next week. I mean, I've seen recounts happen a month after.
We've got the money on the way. It's not our money. Somebody else is paying it, and we're going to have to pay them back. So we just have to play by their rules because you can't win.
We have a single donor who is
right.
How much is it? 50 something thou?
It's $55,600.
Okay, and then someday you'll get everybody else's money who lovingly and courageously gave. You'll be able to get that, and
Then I'll have to pay him back.
I understand. Yeah, I was going to say pay him back.
Right.
Well, this is fabulous news. Did this just develop?
Yeah, just this morning. We've been working on it all night. We've been up all night trying to get this thing resolved with PayPal. And what happened? Somebody sent us a $1,000 donation. And it's a name, like an Arabic name, a Muslim name. And they flagged it. And the minute we had sent the money to the State Department in New Hampshire, the money had left our account. And about 5 minutes after that, this man delivers us a donation for $1,000. And that gets flagged, and they take the money, put it back in our account, and freeze it.
Yeah, that's what they do. It's just this new grid. There's no laws. There's no innocent until proven guilty. It's just there's terrorists everywhere, and they're under every toadstool or every underbed. When you're at night, be sure and have your feet under the covers, or they'll come and bite your feet and suck blood out of them like Nosferatu.
Right.
I mean, they're just everywhere. In fact, have you been doing okay? There's so many Al-Qaeda, Mrs. Honeycutt. Are you okay because all the Al-Qaeda, fighting through them to get to New Hampshire?
I guess I can fight the Al-Qaeda. I don't know. I'm not afraid of them. Hell, I'm more afraid of our government than I am afraid of Al-Qaeda.
Well, that's our government, yeah. So you're Al-Shia'a.
And another interesting development, Mitt Romney's Oh, wait a minute. I've got, hold on just a minute, Alex. Our door just flew for my, Mitt Romney's, financial chairman is Meg Whitman, who is the CEO for eBay, who owns PayPal.
Well, I mean, there's not much that Mitt Romney himself doesn't own. You know, he owns a controlling interest in the company that bought Clear Channel.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he's a real live kingpin. What do you think about Ron Paul's beating Giuliani and Fred Thompson last night?
I didn't know he did, really. We were so busy with this PayPal thing, we weren't even paying attention.
Okay, do calls need to keep going into the Secretary of State to keep pressure on him in New Hampshire?
I don't think so. I think we've got it pretty well. He's already agreed to let us pay the fee.
Now, that brings us on to the next level. Bev Harris has said we have to make them answer how many extra ballots the company printed, who's counting them, where they're counting the paper ballots, because all they're going to do is, you know, supposedly run sub tallies again, takes them 5 minutes, and then they'll charge you 50 something grand. What type of assurances have you gotten specifically, Mrs. Honeycutt, grand lawyer?
We haven't got any assurances like that. In fact, Bev Harris was at the meeting with the Secretary of State, with the Albert and them, and they were so belligerent that they really pushed the Secretary of State into a corner to where he was the one. That was the reason he gave us that limited time.
Yeah, I tried to get her on today, and she said she was in the field fighting with them right now. But you know what? She said try her, because she said if she wasn't in the meeting, she would do it. Go ahead and try to call Bev Harris, John. Do you have her number? Okay, go ahead and call
Albert
her.
Albert tried to smooth the Secretary of State's feelings over by, he said he hugged him and asked him to please not hold any grudges, that he didn't know that, you know, that was coming up. And
Bev did fly out from California. She's out there in New Hampshire. Specifically, try to give us a recount, no pun intended, restate what they told you happened with Bev Harris and Mr. Howard in there with the Secretary of State.
Well, she was just so belligerent, and she used no tact. There were four people there with her, and they just bombarded the Secretary of State, like attacked him, instead of using some tact, you know. And
well, he's doing the right thing now. He's doing the right thing. I mean, Bev's gotten a lot of stuff done.
That had nothing to do with Bev. That had to do with us sucking up to him. I mean, we've done everything in the world to kiss his butt, you know, to please. You know, we didn't have anything to do with this. We just want a recount. Let's go forward with this.
Well, I mean, I think Bev probably got mad because he was not doing the right thing at the time. But, I mean, I don't want
to. No, she went in there with this letter attached to Albert's name, which he hadn't seen at the time, and demanded this and demanded that, and that was not what Albert was there for. Albert was there for a
recount. But you see, Bev, here's the problem. Bev knows that if it isn't done right, they're just going to throw it back in our face, basically take the money, and then do whatever they want behind closed doors.
That's true, Alex. But the thing of it is, you have to use some tact. You can't just forcefully make somebody think that you think they're the crook, you know, and that's what happened, whether she meant to or not. That's what basically happened. She was like throwing accusations at the Secretary of State himself.
Well, we'll see how all this breaks down. So I guess Albert Howard, Republican candidate for president, he's still there in New Hampshire.
He's up there. He's in the Secretary of State's office right now waiting for the money, and he will present it to the Secretary of State in just a few moments, I'm hoping.
Well, Linda Honeycutt, if it wasn't for people like you, the little people, just like me, taking action, you didn't wait, you took action. I commend you for the recount. I commend everybody that gave. I know yourself, you're in big debt right now.
Because then you know, Alex, because PayPal's holding this money. They can hold it for 6 months. We can't even buy gas on our credit card because it was a PayPal credit card. So we're in deep doo-doo here, you know.
Well, I mean, do you want us to give out another contact point for somebody to mail you a check or something?
I don't know how they'd mail it to us. We're on the road.
Somebody could Western Union use some money.
Well, that would help if we could get that.
Okay.
We're in Atlanta right now.
I mean, do you want to give your contact info out?
Sure.
Go ahead. Give your number out. Folks, only call her if you want to And then you, maybe we
right,
can pick.
Right, because our cell phone is on overtime right now anyway. So I, you know,
no, I know. So you need to pick a Western Union and then have maybe four or five donors agree to give you enough money to keep operating. I mean, we got our people in the field, folks. They're not waiting for orders from headquarters. They're out there fighting, run out of gas, credit cards shut down on the side of the road. I mean, this is the type of stuff we deal with. We're on the front lines, out of ammo. They need your help. Somebody stepped up. Did I ever give you the name of that one donor we had?
No, you didn't.
But luckily, somebody else stepped up and helped you.
Right.
Okay. So the recount, whatever it's worth, at least we're trying. At least we're not on our knees, you know.
No, I'm not going to give up. This is baloney, you know.
Okay, well, give folks your phone number.
409-673-4891.
Give that number again.
409-673-4891.
Okay, we'll talk to you as this develops, maybe even get you to pop in near the end of the show. We got Dennis Kucinich coming up about 15 minutes to give us his take on everything that's happening with the recount on the Democratic side going on in New Hampshire. I got a bunch of other news we're going to be covering as well after he joins us, and your phone calls, your chance to chime in on everything that's happened. Thank you so much, Linda Honeycutt.
Thank you, Alex.
Take care. And I do want to thank all of our listeners. The lion's share of you are the ones that gave to the chip-in account. We know because when we plug it on the show, that's when the majority of the money went in. The Granny Warriors do thank you, listeners, as usual, for coming through. Again, you're on the front lines. You realize the threat. You know what's going on. And people can nitpick and sit in the peanut galleries and, you know, double-check and play Sunday morning, you know, quarterback or Monday morning quarterback or backseat driver or whatever the case may be. We're in the field. We're taking action. You know, we get the NAACP head on to say Ron Paul isn't a racist, which had a good effect. We get the airplanes in the air, thanks to the listeners. When I say we, that means all of us. We get the big guest on here. We make the news. We take action. We fight. Does it mean we're perfect? Does it mean we execute everything perfectly? No. Frankly, I'm stumbling around, you know, for the analogy in a prize fight, leaning on the other fighter. And you're just pounding the living daylights out of us. But we, every time we get back up off the mat, and, you know, people send me cynical emails every time I compare what the Ron Paul campaign's doing to George Washington. Politically, it is. Yes, we're losing, but we're gaining ground every time we get back up and fight. So I'm not saying Ron Paul's George Washington or we're the Continental Army. The point is, I mean, I'm using their example for us to live by, that they lost more than 20 major battles, every single one of them. But it was the attrition. It was the willingness. They weren't losing. It is the commitment to keep coming up against somebody and never giving up. Because if you've got an attitude of being cynical and giving up, and I mean, anybody can sit around and analyze things and make fun of people that are taking action and make fun of the Granny Warriors and make fun of Albert Howard and make fun of, you know, Dennis Kucinich and make fun of us and sit around and nitpick and say, you do this, you do that. How about you get up off your hind end, and how about you do something then? How about you get on the field, you get in the arena for a change? How about you do something? And that's not a mean challenge. I mean, I want you to do something. This is life and death, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to get involved. I want you to have a good attitude and move forward. And I'm saying that to myself. Just because I'm preaching doesn't mean I'm perfect. I get bad attitudes all the time. I say mean things. I do things I shouldn't. I start fights with people I shouldn't. The point is that I'm trying, and I know what works. Does that mean I always put it into action? No. It's time for patriots to bury the hatchet. It's time for people to stop nitpicking. It's time for people to use any venue. And the biggest vehicle we've got to educate the public about the New World Order and the real political and economic system is Ron Paul right now. Okay, we've already won by the people we've already woken up. Huge amounts of people learning about the Liberty Movement, the Freedom Movement, the Truth Movement right now. Huge amounts, millions every week. Bigger harvest of minds being unlocked than we've ever had. The only way we lose now and let them grab victory from the jaws of defeat is by letting us get mad, get discouraged, throw fits, and then badmouth Ron Paul because he went out on the field and, you know, didn't block every punch and didn't make all the right moves. He's an old man who is running for Congress and president and doing his congressional duties with a wife that had a heart attack. Okay? I mean, I have trouble literally balancing my books and paying my employees and forgetting to pay the light bill around here and running my little operations. Now, organizations are hard. Think about your own life. Look at the stick in your own eye before you look at the speck in somebody else's. Don't let them steal what we've already accomplished. Don't let them take away the victories we've already gotten. I've always said, such a big topic of conversation on the web, when is the New World Order going to kill me? Why haven't they killed me? I get sick of hearing about it. But again, don't cry at my funeral. Life's beautiful, folks. I win either way. Understand that? I chose to do the right thing. Big news coming up. Big news.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Like a fuel to make you
ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us on this Wednesday edition.
I know some things that you don't. I've done things that you won't. Nothing like a trail of blood to find your way back home. I was waiting for my horse. The connect was so much worse. It took a funeral.
Goodness. How could anybody be bored? We're on a giant rock with a molten core flying through deep space with a huge star that we orbit. There's incredible life forms all around us. I mean, I'll be sitting there in my house with my wife and children, the chihuahua running under the table, this weird creature with big pink ears. I mean, there's automobiles flying down the highway, huge mix masters, smokestacks, you know, the clouds, life, the people you meet, the things that happen. I mean, I'm getting more and more positive. I still have a lot of negative things. I still do a lot of bad things, but I'm realizing it's even fun now when people try to cheat me or screw me. It's almost like a game. I'm just realizing that life is beautiful. And as long as you do the right thing and fight corruption and stand up and stay strong and fight for decency and honor and beauty, you win. It's real simple. Regardless of what everybody else does, just be virtuous as you can. And that really is the secret to happiness, ladies and gentlemen. Paul Watson's done just an absolutely amazing story. Scientific study finds fluoride horror stories factual. Industrial byproduct consumed by millions of Americans lowers IQ, causes cancer. Now, I know this is old news for you, the audience, but the fact that Scientific American took all the studies we already knew about and took U.S. government studies and admits that it literally eats holes in your brain and literally was a Nazi chemical weapon and Russian, they got it from the Russians. This is big news, okay? This is an absolute fact. Now, again, your neighbor won't listen to PrisonPlanet.com or TruthNews.us. But you can go print off this Prison Planet story that's got links all through it and tell them, go check it out for yourself. I mean, I just feel like I should just repeat this over and over again because I want to save people. I mean, I want to hurt the enemy. And we hurt them by not letting them hurt us. And the real big news I haven't even gotten to yet is gun control. This is just off the charts bad. A whole new level. We knew it was coming. Brace for this after the break. Unfortunately, most gun owners believe the NRA is pro-gun and not a gun control group. And so we're wide open. Shields are down. I don't know if this alarm will get to enough people in time.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.